And Lord, we just most of all pray that if there's anybody here that doesn't know you or needs to know you better, Lord, that they have that revelation today and that people be one to you. We just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you.
We just thank you, Lord. In Christ's name, we ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Announcements. Next Sunday is our Christmas play. The play will be at 11. There won't be Sunday school, but if you're in the play, please be here at 10. And we'll get set up and run through the play real quick and get ready. So if you're in the play, be here next Sunday at 10, but the service will be at 11. December 25th, we'll be having our Christmas service. We will be having a special communion, but it also will be a regular service. I think there's been some confusion there, but we'll be here Christmas. Any other announcements that I've missed?
The Christmas baskets, they've got a lot, but if you want to bring anything, we could use canned chicken, canned tuna, and soup.
Okay.
Everything else they've got.
Canned chicken, canned tuna, and soup, if you want to give to the Christmas baskets. And I think we've got quite a bit on our coat drive. Has everybody pretty much brought what they were going to bring, or do we have more coming? Going once?
In this winter coat drive, not the Christmas coat drive, we'll be taking these down before Christmas, but if you come up with more coats and you want to donate, we'll take them all through the winter season.
When are you going to take the coats? Where do they go?
They go to, we're taking them to Manna Ministries in St. Albans.
Okay.
They said they could use all the coats they could get.
All right. When is that going to happen?
Dennis, when are we taking the coats?
This week.
This week.
Okay.
But like I said, we can take them again. We can do this more than once if people come up with more coats.
Explain the December 25th regular communion service.
We're going to have a regular service and we're going to have communion in the service.
And 11.
Yeah, before the, as you come in, it seemed to be confusing. So we just turned it back into regular service, but we still will have communion on Christmas Day.
But no Sunday school. We're just having service. Anything else? Well, this is the third week of Advent, and some people do joy, some people do peace. And we thought we'd do both. We can have joy and we can have peace, right? So my scripture this morning deals with both. It's from Romans chapter 14. And there were so many scriptures to choose from. It was hard to narrow it down because it's talked about a lot in the Bible. But chapter 14, starting with verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after these things. And it's not going to turn pages. Which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify one another. So, if you have peace and if you have joy, you're going to edify your fellow man. And the only way you're going to have peace and joy is through the Holy Spirit. You know, it's Jesus didn't just come and be born and we have a peaceful season, you know, because he was born. We have joy and we have peace because he died, he rose again, and then he shed his spirit on each and every one of us. And this morning, if you're not walking in the fullness of joy or fullness of peace, check out your walk with the Holy Spirit. You know, have we let it get a little too, get busy in other things? You know, we were talking in Sunday school this morning. Maybe a little too much social media, a little too much other this, or television or a little bit of that, you know, make sure that you're spending time with the Lord and being filled daily with His Holy Spirit so that you can walk in joy and peace. Because if you're not filled with the Spirit, you're filled with yourself. So this morning, I picked out Christmas songs that had to do with joy and then peace.
Thank you.
Let's get our handbooks. Handbook number 10 and page 277. And book number 10.
277.
I shall endure. My whole wonderful Lord is coming our day. The dawning will come, and as he treats us, waiting for me, never quite sure. I'll rush to his side and say, dear Jesus, I'm coming back home to wonder no more. Oh, blessed Bona, on your new portals, I'll praise my Jesus, the truth of the way. Happy pilgrim, my journey will end. There's coming a day. One more Christmas song, number 279. 279.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round your curtain, mother and child. Hallelujah.
got a testimony this morning. Anything they want to share? God been good to anybody? Amen. Thankful Frankie's with us this morning. Gave us a little scare, but God's good, God's faithful, and here he is. What else?
Bumps are great. So far, so good.
Yes, yes, praise the Lord. Dennis's brother had surgery on the 30th, and it was a kind of a risky surgery, but it all went well. So, like Dennis said, so far, so good, and still in recovery mode, but just need to keep praying for him. Okay. We'll turn it over to Pastor to introduce Corey.
I'm not going to preach, but I do want to cover some verses before we turn Corey loose. These will be back in the back, are back in the back, not will be, if you want to stop, if you want to help his ministry, this is a good way to do it. I picked this one out because I love the title, Never Grow Old. I like that one.
Hey, I do too.
Yeah, I got two, you know, so it's that's one of the good ones. And Isaiah, there it is. I can see it better over here. If I get organized. It says, shout for joy, you heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout you for joy. We think of joy, and we think we have a tendency not to put joy and shouting together, but they go together. We shout for joy. I know some people tease me all the time. They said if they showed up at your door with that publisher's clearinghouse check, you'd go, well, thank you. I'm not highly emotional, but I think if they showed up with that, I might, especially since I don't play it, I would take that as something from God. You know, I might get a little bit more excited, but excuse me, I'm suffering for Frankie. but yeah, we can shout for joy. That's how strong the excitement in us should be because of what God has done for us. I said I wasn't going to preach. Shout joyfully, you lower parts of the earth. Break into shout of jubilation, you mountains, forests, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob, and in Israel he shows his glory. And it changed. Good. We're on a roll. Therefore, having been justified by faith, that letter A, I should have erased that because that means that there's more on that. But we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God, not from God. We have peace with God because prior to Christ, we were at war with God. We lived according to our ways, our will, our flesh. But through Jesus, now we have peace with God, and it just don't get any better than that. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. Now, that's not going to cooperate. Oh, that's why. It's the last one. I'm really up on it. So we have grace and peace from God. Read Isaiah, the 9th chapter. I'm not going to do it this morning, but read Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And it really describes both the joy and the peace that we have through Jesus Christ. That's what we celebrate this time of year. I'm not going to get hung up. I used to. I'm not going to get hung up on whether Christmas is December 25th or March 25th or wherever it is. I'm not going to get hung up on that. The important thing is that we celebrate what God did for us. We take time and remember what Jesus did for us that he didn't have to do. God could have wiped us out and started all over. He has a history of that. So we are blessed by what he has done for us, and we need to stop and remember that. We have to stop and remember all year through. And when people say, well, why can't it be like Christmas all year through? Because you forget what Christmas is really about. Let's try to keep it uppermost in our thoughts. Let's keep it in our minds, in our hearts, and understand what this season is truly about. Now, I'll shut up. Yes, I will. Mr. Corey Clark is going to come sing for us. Are you from O.L. Alcott or A.L.?
A.L.
Okay. I think my dad was from O.L., wasn't he? He's from one of those cots. What is that road out there? Brunlin Road. You're not Brunlin Road then, right? Okay, dad was out Brunlin Road. This is Corey, by the way. Corey Clark, we've not met you before. Do you want a fan? I mean, you can have at least one fan. That was terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We can do better than that. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're saved this morning. Glad to be in church. We booked this as a, kind of a Christmas concert, but just with the testimonies that I've heard this morning and going along with the joy and peace that we have in our salvation, this song's really on my heart, so I'm going to sing this first, and then we'll get into this Christmas. This is my testimony song. Do you want to hear the story of how I made it through when life was full of trouble, pain and tears? Well, the answer may sound simple, though everything else crumbles. One thing has remained through all the years. I still serve an amazing God. He's been with me every mountain, my weary feet have tried. He still cares, he still needs. He still bending broken hearts and drying tears. And I guess this old world is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song shall ever be. Amazing God, you're still amazing. I wonder if anybody else feels that way this morning.
Listen.
The one who parted waters, he still makes a way today. He's always brought me through the troubled sea. And the one who fed the thousands, whose very words can calm a tempest. He's the bread of life, and he's my needs. And I still serve an amazing God. He's been with me every mile, my weary feet have trod. He still cares, and he still hears. He still mends broken hearts and drying tears. See, this old world is bound to change.
But I'm glad I know one who always stays the same. And my song shall ever be. Amazing God, you're still amazing. An amazing God, and He's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod. He still cares, and He still hears. He still mending broken hearts and drying tears. Oh, this world is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song shall ever be. Amazing God, you're still amazing me. Amazing God, you're still amazing me.
Y'all help me sing any of these Christmas songs, you know. I only sing them once a year, so I'm not the best on the words with them, but here's one I know you know. Tell me the story of Jesus, rhyme on my heart every word, and tell me the story most precious, the sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed His birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, and write on my heart every word. And tell me the story most precious, it's the sweetest that ever was heard. Christ was born in Bethlehem. Tell the good news, tell the good news. He came to earth for the good of man. Tell the good news, tell the good news. Tell the good news, tell the good news. Tell the good news that Christ has come. Tell the good news, tell the good news. Tell the good news to everyone. Tell the good news, tell the good news. Tell the good news that Christ has come. Tell the good news, tell the good news. Tell the good news to everyone now. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains.
that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching o'er their silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Now go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Now tell the good news, tell the good news, tell the good news to everyone. Oh, tell the good news to everyone.
Well, thank y'all so much and Merry Christmas. I love this time of year, and I love Christmas music. I just have the hardest time learning Christmas music. I don't know. I've just got some kind of block, I think, a lot of them just have so many words. And like I said, I sing them once a year, so. But it is so good to be here with you this morning. I count it an honor anytime God opens a new door for this ministry and lets me stand in front of people just like you and tell the good news. And the good news is that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I've come to tell you this morning that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, no matter what sickness you have, what financial problems you have, we have hope, and that Jesus is our hope this morning. Like I said, I'm going to kind of mix in some Christmas music. I love Christmas music, but I love the whole story. I love the story in its entirety. So I'm going to sing from Bethlehem all the way to the empty tomb this morning. But my name is Corey Clark. That is my little girl back there. Her name is Braylon. My wife was in here a little bit ago, and I know y'all heard my little boy, even if you didn't see him, you heard him. We heard a baby name when we found out that we were having another baby, and it's Riot, like Wyatt, but with an R. And my goodness, does he live up to his name, Riot. I tell her all the time we should have named him Picnic or something. That would have probably been a little better. But and then I have a friend back here. We have not been friends for very long, but we just have ran into each other at different gospel concerts through the area. And he and his brother, they travel all around singing and preaching. And I appreciate his friendship so much. We've become pretty close friends really quick. How many of you know that friends that pray for you are the best kind of friends you can have? I would say it's daily that he'll send me a message and just say, hey, you know, we're praying for you. Would y'all make him welcome? His name is Logan Taylor. Have you heard of the Taylor Brothers? That's their ministry. And I told him, I said, if you come this morning, most people that are friends with me, if they can sing or if they can play, when they come to be in service with me, I'm going to put them to use. So come up here. He's also a photographer, and he did our family Christmas pictures yesterday. And we found an old piano at the Capitol Market. We just kind of had church out there on the sidewalk at the Capitol Market. He sat down and played piano, and we sang some Christmas music and some songs that aren't Christmas music. Phenomenal singer, awesome piano player. And plus, if he sits down over there, I don't have to play the piano. But what's funny is we have no idea what we're going to sing. Let's do, what was the song we did first yesterday?
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Of angels.
You always gotta look ahead. You always gotta you know. But I'm glad that I can look back on life and know that my Jesus died on the cross for me.
Yeah.
You know, that death is not ahead. That death has done taken place. And he died for me on the cross. And I can look back and I can see that my Jesus died for me. You know, and I thank him so much for that. I can look back and see so many precious memories in my life that he has handed to me to keep me on the straight and narrow. I hear so many people talking today about, oh, there's all kinds of roads to get to Jesus, you know. You can take the long road, you can take the curvy road, you can take the short road. No, there ain't one road.
That's
there
it.
Ain't one way, and that road is called Jesus Christ. It's not like it come in a man. It come in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You know, and I thank my God that one day I found that out as I knelt down at the altar and I gave my heart to him. Now, did I know that he was going to do everything that he's done for me? I sure did. I just heard people say, he'll be there for you, you know.
Yeah.
And he'll make it better for you, you know. It wasn't a lie. He has always been there and he's always made it better. Do I still have trials and tribulations?
Sure
do. Am I on the mountain sometimes? Sure am. Am I in the valley sometimes? Sure am. Am I slipping halfway on the side of the mountain getting to the top? I sure am. I'm all over the place. But you know what? He's always there. His comfort and his love and his peace is always there. You know, and I can remember this time of year, you know, churches would be full of people. People would be craving to get to church. Even the lost would be craving to get to God's house, to hear about Jesus, you know. And today it's a different story, you know. It's went over and it's went over and it's went over, and the world has come out with this, the world has come out with this. They've got all the big boat vacations, they've got all the vacations overseas, they've got all the blue light specials, they got all the rollback specials. And everybody just seems to be going out into the world, enjoying the presence of the world, instead of coming into the church house and enjoying the peace and the love of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's going on. And people say, well, you can't say that. I said, yeah, I can't say that. You know, I can look, my eyes doesn't lie to me, my eyes tell me, Walmart's full of people. I guarantee you this morning, the parking lot's plumb full of people. I guarantee you the stores are plumb full of people. They're out trying to get the best life, you know, and everything that Jesus has is free.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't charge a penny for it. It's all free. All you have to do is accept, you know. All you have to do is repent to Jesus and forgive me for my sins. And that's what he does, and he comes to me. I thank you this morning that he saved me so quickly. I thank you that he's made me a part of a church that is alive and not dead. It's a risen church. You know, so many people think that the church is dead. The church is within you. The church is within the people. It's not dead. It's very alive. Jesus is alive, you know, and he's wet. And I thank you today for bringing this over to me. Like I was a dead person, didn't know, walking around.
Yeah.
You know, and Jesus brought me a new life. He gave me a new life. And I was reborn in the Spirit. So thank you.
Someone else. I tell them everywhere I go, I'd rather hear y'all testify than me sing.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, to kind of go along with your testimony, I was thinking back. We were blessed to have the opportunity to sing at a community Christmas dinner last night, and it was the first one that the church had done. And they were so excited, and there was a good crowd. The community really kind of came out and supported it, and they were happy. But as I was kind of trying to get a plan together for, you know, what I was going to sing, and I started thinking about Christmases growing up. And I got to thinking, there was this one year I had started playing bluegrass gospel music and was learning to play the mandolin and the fiddle, and I wanted a fiddle so bad that I couldn't stand it, and that's all I had talked about getting. And one day UPS came and dropped off a box, and my parents took it back to their bedroom and kind of set it in the corner, and they told me, they said, do not look in the
this box. You know, that's one of your Christmas presents. If you look, we're going to send it back. And so one day I got home from school and they hadn't quite made it home yet. And I went back there and I looked in the box. And it was a fiddle. And a brand new case and everything that that entails. And when they got home, I was probably 10, maybe getting ready to turn 11. When they got home, my mom walked back there and she came back in the living room. She said, "Corey, did you look in that box?" Nope. No, I didn't. Okay. Christmas morning, I knew the size of that box. I knew, I knew where that box was behind the tree. So Christmas morning, I opened up all my presents, and I couldn't let on that I had looked to see what was in that box. So got down to that one was the last one, and I said, what's that one? Can I open that one now? Yeah, go ahead, get it. I opened that box, and it was the ugliest Christmas sweater that they had replaced. So I knew that they knew that I had looked at that one. So then I got a big lecture about, how you should have fib, and because I wasn't good and didn't listen, I wasn't going to get that Christmas gift. Well, they let me sulk in my misery for a couple of hours and then had me go get the fiddle out from under their bed. And it got me to thinking, and I do it with my own kids. If you're not good, you're not getting anything for Christmas. You're going to get coal. That's just kind of a lesson that we teach and that we learn growing up. We have to be good to get something in return. But I'm so thankful that that's not the way that it works with God. He gave a gift because we aren't good. He gives us a gift at our dirtiest, vilest, sinful place in life. And he says, "You know what? I love you. I choose you. I'm going to save you." And isn't that should make us just fall on our face in thankfulness that he can look at somebody like me. And I use me as an example because I know my past and I'm just amazed that God would love somebody like me and call somebody like me and put somebody like me in front of people. And see, my life wasn't always like this. It wasn't always the smiling and singing and what you see before you. And that's kind of a misconception that a lot of people have. When they see people stand up here proclaiming the good news, they think, "Wow, that person's got it all together. Their life's great." I was born into a life of drugs and neglect. I didn't know what it was like to have a mom to tuck me into bed at night and tell me that she loved me. And I can actually remember she would be so messed up from the drugs that she had taken that we had to look through the garbage can for what we were going to eat that day because we couldn't wake her up to have her cook anything. Things that nobody should have to see, but, and going along there again with what you said, looking back, isn't it amazing how you can look back over your life and see the hand of God weaving you through things that the devil meant to claim you? And I truly believe that my testimony is what it is because God knew that I was going to stand in front of people and let you know that it can look so dark that you don't see a way out of it. But that's when he steps in and takes you through it. I'm thankful that he's faithful this morning. And you'll always hear me talk a lot about the faithfulness of God there again because he's faithful to people like me who don't deserve his faithfulness. Going in a completely different direction than what I had planned this morning. But I'm thankful that because of the Christmas story, Jesus coming to earth as a humble baby, then later dying on a cross, and then 3 days later rising, defeating death. We have hope this morning. The theme has been for the past month or two, everywhere I've sang, because I just have a burden for Christians walking around looking miserable, acting defeated. In spite of everything that's going on outside of the walls of this church, you know, we can come in here and smile and lift our hands and be thankful, but then we get outside those doors and life starts happening again, and you hear all the bad news and the sadness all over the world. But even with it all going on, Christians ought to be the happiest people this morning, and I truly believe that, because no matter what's going on, we have hope. And I'm thankful for that. This song, it should be every Christian's anthem. I sing this song to myself constantly. If you know this song, I want you to sing it with me. Another testimonial song. I'm thankful that we have hope.
Sing it, oh precious.
me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let's sing that last line again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Can we give the Lord a hand clap? Lord, I need to put you on the spot again, but could you come up here to the piano? Like I said, I had a big plan put together and for what I was going to sing this morning. Don't you love it when God takes your plans and when we think we got it all together and says, nope, that's not what I'm going to do this morning. I just talked about looking back over your life and God weaving you through things. The faithfulness of God and the hope that we have in Him. And knowing all of that and seeing the faithfulness of God through the years of my life. I got a call a few years ago from Los Angeles, California, and it was a music producer. And he told me about the Grammys that he had won and just, all of his awards. And he said, all right, now, I want you to fly to Los Angeles or Nashville, and we're going to record country music, and we're both going to make a lot of money. And just like that, I went. I turned my back from all those years of knowing God's faithfulness and everything that He had brought me through, and I just walked away from it. I flew to Nashville and started doing writing sessions and singing in the different bars down there and recording music. It seemed like every writing session, every song, every concert, I felt myself becoming just miserable, more and more miserable. How many of you know that when you're out of the will of God, you'll know it?
Amen. Amen.
And because I knew better. I knew what I was supposed to be doing. So I left and came home, but I was so mad and upset with myself. And the devil was in my ear constantly. Look at you. You walked away. You're not worthy. You're not good enough. And I let myself be defeated by that for a long time. And I remember one night I was driving home and slipping through the radio stations, and around here it's hard to find gospel music, especially Southern gospel music, on the radio. For whatever reason, there was a song that came on, and I had the best church service I have ever had in my life. And in my truck driving home, I'm thankful that God comes to us where we're at, as I've already said. We weren't in some fancy sanctuary with stained glass windows and choir singing, but He came to me at the time that I felt the most alone in my vehicle through the lyrics of a song. But I'm glad that He meets with us where we're at. I'm glad that He loves us in spite of who we are. And I'm thankful that no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, He still offers us another chance. And I know you don't make deals with God, but I swore if God would give me the opportunity one more time to sing this music and to tell my testimony to people, that I would never sing another song that didn't honor and glorify Him. I'm so thankful for the second chance that He gave me at this. You see, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter how bad you think you've been, God loves you this morning. And that is my testimony this morning. And I don't know if you're here and you've got something in your life that doesn't need to be there, or if you're here and you're facing situation that you just don't know how you're going to make it through, or maybe a bad report from a doctor, I believe this morning would be the perfect time to just give it to God. I'm glad that we have a God who says, cast your cares on me. He doesn't just say, you know, lay them down or tiptoe around. He says, cast them, throw them, get rid of them. If you have anything in your life this morning that you need to pray about, I can sense that you guys love each other as a church family, and I'm sure if you've got anything that you need to pray about, we can all pray with you. I'm going to sing another song, and if you've got anything that you need to pray about, let's do it this morning. Let's get it settled. I say this everywhere I go. You don't have to leave the way you came in this morning. And that's not just for the lost people. That's for the Christian too this morning. We all have different things in our life that we deal with. Let's just get rid of them this morning. Let's do a Gene.
Oh,